ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלו נשמת האש הקשיר לדוד ונעמי דשיה לוי. רוח השם תנחנו מגן עדן אמן. ולרנק בעזר השם נתברך, פרשת יתרו. This is obviously the parasha that Torah described מתן תורה, that עם ישראל, they were waiting to receive the Torah after they left Mitzrayim. Already from the time they were in Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, "Be'otziya achat, ta'am Mitzrayim, ta'abdun ta Elohim ala har hazeh." Ta'abdun ta Elohim, Rashi tells us over there, with the extra nun at the end. What is this coming to teach us? The extra nun is Gematria 50. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, and if, after 50 days from the time you're going to leave Mitzrayim, you're going to accept the Torah. And that's basically what Am Israel, they were looking forward. They're anticipating Matan Torah. That's what they were traveling until they got to Har Sinai, like the Pasuk said, "Bahodesh Sherishi, they set B'nai Israel, Me'eres Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Mudbar Sinai." It was a happy day for Am Israel, Baruch Hashem. They reached Har Sinai, and Kulam Ki'ish Echad, Be'lev Echad, like the Pasuk said, "Ve'yis'u Merfidim, Ve'yabu Mudbar Sinai, Ve'yahanu Mudbar, Ve'yihan Sham Israel Neged Har." All of Am Israel, they were one unit, Am Israel, they have the love between each other, and they're all together as one person. V'yichan Sham Israel, singular form. V'yichan Sham Israel neged Ahar. And after that, Moshe ala Elohim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the time. The second day, from the time they reached Har Sinai, they went up, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. Rashi tells us here, Moshe ala Elohim, the second day of the month of Sivan. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Atem reyitem asher asiti leMitzrayim, va'esa etchem al kenfei nesharim, va'abi etchem elai." Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "You saw all what I did to Mitzrayim. And I carried you from Mitzrayim until you got here to this moment. Now is the time to give you the Torah." Then Farshim they asked, he said, "What? Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to tell B'nai Israel, 'Atem reyitem asher asiti leMitzrayim'? You saw what I did to Mitzrayim." Of course, they saw. Yeah, they did see it. Why is it so important that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to tell B'nai Israel, "You saw what I did to Mitzrayim"? Even if Hashem is not going to tell them, they know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu all what he did, all the 10 makot, Mitzrayim, Kriat Yam Suf, and everything. They saw everything, Am Israel. They experienced it. They lived it. Why Hashem was so important by Matan Torah to tell them, "You saw what I did to Mitzrayim"? This we have to understand by Ezra Hashem Tbarach. And we see two psukim after, the pasuk said, "Ve'etem tihiyuli memlechet kohanim vigoy kadosh. Ele hedebarim ashet edber el b'nei Israel." Hashem was telling Am Israel, "You shall be for me Mamlechet Kohanim." What's Mamlechet Kohanim? Like a kingdom of ministers, V'goy Kadosh, a holy nation. Am Israel is going to be a holy nation. Umma Kedusha, that's Am Israel. And the Pasuk calls us over here, "V'atam shamu'at shme'u bekoli, v'shmartim et beriti." If you're going to keep my mitzvot, then v'hiyitim li segula m'kol amim. You're going to be segula from all the nations. What does segula means? Rashi tells us here, "Otsar habib." כמו סגולת מלאכים. Like precious, אוצר, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he has a special place, and עם ישראל, we're called בית גנזב, כביכול של הקדוש ברוך הוא. That special אוצר הקדוש ברוך הוא, he has, and that עם ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא מתפאר בעם ישראל, פסוק סייד, ישראל אשר בך התפאר. I saw here, it brings down something interesting, the אור החיים הקדוש, said, what does it mean? ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. What did he mean by saying ואתם? And you shall be kingdom of ministers. You. What does mean ואתם? אור החיים הקדוש says, he is צריך לדעת למה הוא צריך לומר ואתם, כיוון שעד עתה להם היה מדבר. Who was the קדוש ברוך הוא talking to until now? He was talking to עם ישראל. So obviously, ותהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. What does ואתם? You shall be. What does ואתם means? That's the question Or HaHayim HaKadosh asks here. Ve'ulai, he suggests an answer Or HaHayim HaKadosh, ve'ulai ke'al Moshe ve'aharon chuzrim ha'debarim. When the Pasuk said, ve'atem tiyulim lechet kohanim, the Pasuk was referring to Moshe and Aharon only, not to Am Israel. Am Israel was talking to them, ve'yitem li segula m'kol amim. That's Am Israel. But you, Moshe and Aharon, you're going to be memlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. Why? ולהיות שעד עתה היה מדבר עם כל ישראל, ועשאם סגולה, like the previous פסוק, אם כן יאמר משה, כי אין הפרש עוד בינם ובין ישראל. משה would have thought, since that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he called כלל of עם ישראל, all of you, he gonna be סגולה לכל העמים, אוצר חביב, he gonna be for me. That's obviously including משה נהרון. So משה נהרון might think that they are part of Am Israel, they include the same level of Am Israel. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he came here again with the second pasuk to show more love that he has to Moshe Naharon. He told him, "You, Moshe Naharon, you gonna be Mamlechet Kohani v'Goy Kadosh." How is it? Im ken yomar Moshe, ken efresh od benam uben Israel. Laze amar ve'atem pirush ata ve'achicha tihiu li Mamlechet Kohani v'Goy Kadosh. Mamlechet Kohani k'neged Aharon. Aharon's gonna be, all the kehunah is gonna come from him. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are gonna be Goy Kadosh. You are the one. Goy Kadosh, who's that holy nation? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, is the holiness Moshe Rabbeinu. Velo ka nabi od b'Israel ki Moshe. He was the highest nabi that we had in Am Israel. And obviously, he was a holy man. Like the Midrash, the end of Zot HaBerakha, we told you so many times. The Midrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu ki b'chol, his top part, his top half, he was like Malach. His bottom half, he was like a human. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, he was, he lives with the Malachim up there when he went up to get the Torah, 40 days and 40 nights, he didn't eat. How would the person could survive 40 days and 40 nights without food and water? That's unhuman. It's, he cannot explain it. That's obviously Moshe Rabbeinu, he was like Malach. Like the pasuk said clearly, "Veyishlach Malach v'yosienu Mitzrayim." Who's that Malach? Malach, that's Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Malach. So you, Moshe, you're going to be Goy Kadosh. Your brother is going to be Mamlechet Kohanim. That's what the Pasuk said. Since at the previous Pasuk, he called Am Israel, Klal Am Israel, Am Segula. Now special kabod, special treat I have for you, Moshe and Aharon. Ve'atem, you and Moshe and Aharon, to Yuli, Mamlechet Kohanim from Aharon. Ve'goy Kadosh from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one Pirush Orahim gives us here. Or he gives a different answer. Or yirtze lomar lahem, ki ma'ata yihiyu hem b'bhinat pamaliyah shel ma'ala. Second Pirush Orahim says, ve'atem tiyuyim lichet kohanim, not only Moshe Naharon, different Pirush, he said, referring to Am Israel. Like simple understanding, the way we understood the Pasuk, holy nation. That's referring to all Kulal Am Israel. So what does it mean? مَعَتَى يُهَمْ بِحِنَاتْ بَمَلْيَاشْ الْمَعْلَى. Now you're going to serve me instead of the Malachim. Until now I had the Malachim, they're praising me, they're مَشَبْحِيمْ لَتَكَدُوشْ بَرَكُهُ. Now you, Am Israel, you're going to take that job. كِي لِمَعْلَى يَشْ لِهَا أَدُونْ مِنْ شَرِيْتَابْ. Up there in the Shamaim, he has a lot of Malachim, كَدُوشْ بَرَكُهُ to serve him. أَلَفْ أَلْفِين يَشَمْ شُنَّهْ. The Pasuk in Daniel says, a lot of millions of malachim he had up there. So here, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call Am Israel, going to call them Kohanim. Gam yesh lefanav tzaba rab hanikra kadosh. Tichtib echad kadosh. And he has also HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there, as malachim, they're all kadoshim. ואמר השם כי אותם יעשה השם במקום כהנים וקדושי עליונים. Same way, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he has כהנים up there. Like the Gemara מסכת חגיגה, כהן למטה, כהן גדול עומד serving here down here. There is also כהן גדול למעלה. There is גוי קדוש למעלה. הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to make us, instead of the גוי קדוש that he has up there, he wants us to be גוי קדוש. Instead of the כהן is going to be up there, he wants us to be the כהנים. ואתם, עם ישראל, you're going to replace the מלאכים, כביכול. Until now, the מלאכים were praising me. Now, I want you. וכן היה שצווה לעשות לו בית לשכון בתוכנו. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he commanded us to build משכן. ובחר בנו, ובחר ממנו כהנים, וצווה לנו ויהייתם קדושים. He told us we have to separate כהנים to work in בית המקדש, and he commanded us, ויהייתם קדושים, כי קדוש אני השם אלוקיכם. He commanded us to be holy. Why? Instead of the מלאכים up there. וכפי זה אומרו ואתם, according to this פירוש, he says here, the word אתם, not necessarily to משה נהרון, לכללות ישראל ידבר. והוא צריך לומר תיבת ואתם, לבל יחשבו כי דבריו להם על העתיד לבוא, בעלות הנפש אחר הפרידה מהגוף, אז ישיג הרוחניות מעלות הסדורות, אבל בחיים חיותו תרחיק הדעת השגה זו, So the person might think that probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant Am Yisrael, they're going to be Goy Kohanim, Mlechet Kohanim, Goy Kadosh, to replace the Melachim. That's probably, it means after 120. After the Neshama finishes its job here on earth, then you go up, the Neshama goes up Neshamaim. That Neshama is going to be Mlechet Kohanim, Goy Kadosh. Therefore, Pasuk is emphasizing him, V'atem Tiyuli, don't think that I meant when I said you're going to be Mlechet Kohanim, Goy Kadosh, after 120. No, now. ואתם, פירוש אתם בעצמכם, בעלי גבייה, תשיגו מעלה זו. You here on earth, you're gonna reach that level. ומעשינו שהצדיקים השיגו מעלה זו שנקראים מלאכים וקדושים. מני צדיקים? דרכות מלאכים. לכן יש עוד יועבת משה רבנו, וישלח מלאך ביוסיינו ומצרים. מלאכים, מני צדיקים? דרכות מלאכים, כל צדיקים, כביכול, replacing the מלאכים. כי באמצעות התורה תגדל ותעלה מעלת האדם עד לאין קץ למעלה מהמלאכים. That's what he says over here in Orachim HaKadosh, that sometimes the person, if he works on himself, he could reach a level that which is higher than all the malachim. Why? Because the Mefarshim, they explained and said, listen, the malachim, we know that the malachim, they're very holy. They're always praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then serving him 100%. They don't have any right or left. They're only going straight forward, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all the malachim, they're like this. But this is not a big ma'ala. Why? Because the malachim, they were created, they don't have yesar hara. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the malachim, they don't have yesar hara. And not only this, the malachim, where are they? They're only up there, b'shamayim. Who's surrounding them b'shamayim? Only holy angels, only holy neshamot, that all of them, they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not a big deal if the malachim, they're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, us, a human being, Kadosh Baruch Hu created us, we have Yesar Hara. Every person, Lepeta Hatat Robes, from the moment he comes out to this world, Yesar Hara is right there. It's waiting for him. Lepeta Hatat Robes. So from the beginning, we have Yesar Hara. Not only this, where are we living? With here in Olam, Olam HaShekher, with all the Mot Olam, with all the desires, all the Ta'anugot, all Hablai Olam HaZeh. People are dragged after Ta'anugot, Olam HaZeh. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human on earth. And if b'chol zot, we here, human on earth, we're still serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the hasronot that we have, with all that we were created here down on earth, we have Yesar Hara, and we're surrounded by people who are Obrei Avira, and we're still serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our ma'ala obviously is going to be much bigger than the ma'ala of the malachim. Same thing, Hakim, they tell us also that Olam HaZeh, the Gemara tells us a few places, that Olam HaZeh dome le-layla. Ve'olam haba dome le-yom. This word, just like night time. Why is it called? Ki ne'ahoshech chaseres va'arafei le-yomim. It's all over darkness here in this world. People, they don't know what's right, what's wrong. How should we follow? Maybe that's the way we should follow the Mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every person, he has Yesar Hara. He doesn't know you have to do like this. And the Gemara calls him Masechet Shabbat, Yisra Rara, he's a Tzobeya. Hashohet Meshumay Hayab, Meshum Tzobeya. It's Tzobeya. He covers up the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He tells us, this mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, you're not supposed to do it. And he takes, on the other hand, he takes Abira, he covers it up, he paints it, he said, that's a mitzvah. On this person, mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara. Why? Because it's a crook. You have to talk about him. So that many ideas how Yesar Hara comes to the person and convince him that whatever you're doing right, even though it's probably 100% pure Avira. But still, Yesar Hara covers it up. He makes believe that you're doing mitzvah. So there we have Yesar Hara. Every person has Yesar Hara. So here, Olam HaZeh is domel lahoshech. Olam HaZeh domel lelayla, which is all darkness. Olam Haba, everything's clear, everything crystal clear. There's only דומה ליום. ליום שכולו טוב, ליום שכולו ארוך. למען יאריכון ימיך ולמען יתאבלך, you see by כיבוד אב ואם, what is it referring to? The Gemara in Kedushin said, ליום שכולו טוב, ליום שכולו ארוך. יום, there's no לילה up there. בשמיים, העולם הבא, there's no לילה, only יום. It's only light. Why, what's the light referring to? Everything's crystal clear, you can see. You don't need anything. But here, עולם הזה, it's חושך. We don't know, are we doing right, we're doing wrong. If the person is not following the mitzvot of the Torah, is not following the Shulchan Aruch, he's not going to know what's right, what's wrong. So every person, the only light that we have, Kadosh Baruch Hu created kiner mitzvah b'Torah or. Here in Olam HaZeh, it's all darkness. How are you going to light the way in front of you? by keeping the mitzvot, learning the Torah, keeping the mitzvot, ki nemar mitzvah v'Torah or. Not only this, the neshama, our neshama, the pasuk said, ner Hashem neshmat Adam. Our neshama is kibechod like a light, to light the way in front of us, so we should know where we're going. So if that's the case, Hakim de Talas, same way you have many cities, they have beautiful buildings, tall buildings, and a lot of nice places. And during the daytime, you can see it beautiful, everything is nice. But when you go at night to these buildings, you see, you go around there, and you see all the lights are shining, and you see it looks much nicer. When you go at night, why? Because when there is hoshech, when there is all darkness, and you have a little bit of light could push away me'at min ha'or, dohay harbe min ha'hoshech. So a little bit of light, it's going to push away all the darkness. So you see a little bit of light, in ha'or nikar ila mitoch ha'hoshech. Since that, the malachim, they live where? Up there. Bashamayim, there's only daytime. And the malachim, they're doing also mitzvot, that they also compared to light. And it's not a big deal. Why? Because the Gemara said, "Shargah biti haram ayahane." The person in the middle of the day, he goes outside, and he lights a candle. Why? Because he wants to make light. What's the candle's gonna make light if you have the sun shining bright outside? The candle's not gonna do. "Shargah biti haram ayahane." Nothing. So here also the malachim, they're up there b'shamayim. They're all daytime. Daytime up there, and the malachim, they're doing the mitzvot, they're keeping the mitzvot for Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he created them for. So they're lighting another candle. You can't tell the hashibut of it. But here in Olam Hazeh, that all we're living, kineh hoshech yechaseh eretz, ve'alayich yizra Hashem, uchvodo alayich yira'eh. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he comes to us, he commanded us to keep the mitzvot, to learn the Torah, that the Torah is going to be light. We're going to, our mitzvot that we're keeping, have much bigger ma'ala than the malachim that they keep the mitzvot. Why? Because as I said, the malachim, they are created holy, they are created kulam ahubim, kulam berurim, kulam giburim, kulam kedushim, kulam asim b'yamah b'yirar ersun konehim. Yeah, I understand. But they don't have yesar ara, they have nothing. So by us, we have yesar ara. If we are keeping the mitzvot, even though we are in the darkness, then our mitzvot have bigger ma'ala than the ma'ala of the mitzvot the malachim they keep up there. We all know the famous Gemara that we have in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Pehet Amud Bet, that talking about Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, Moshe Ala Elha Elohim, it says here in the Gemara, Amar Biyoshua ben Levi, Bisha'a She'ala Moshe Lamarom, Amru Melachei Sharet Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbono Shel Olam, Ma Le Lud Isha Beninu? When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, the Malachim, they asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, oh, hey, what is this guy doing here? The Lud Isha, human being, what is he doing up there? So Hashem told them, "Lekabel the Torah." Came to accept the Torah. Then he told him, "How could it be? The Torah, how many years was it? How many dorot was it before you created human on earth? It was tatka'at dorot before you created the whole world. Tatka'at dorot, 974 generations before you created everything." So the Malachim told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "You have the Torah already prepared in front of you a long time from before you created Shemayim Ba'aretz. Now you want to give it to Basar Vadam? You want to give it to Yelud Isha, to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ma'elosh kitzkirenu, what is he doing here? Who's he?" Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, who am I to answer the Malachim? I'm scared they're going to burn me. They're all Malachim. So what am I going to do? Then Hashem told him, don't worry. Ehoz b'chisei chibudi v'ahazir lahim teshuba. Hold up kibyachol with my throne, with my kisei kabod, and that's going to be protect you. And then he answered them. Then Moshe Rabbeinu started telling them. He told them, "Amar v'nir bon shel olam Torah she'etan noten li ma ketiba anuchi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Amar lahem leMitzrayim yaratem leFarao shta'avatem Torah lamati lachem." It says the first commandment, "Anuchi Hashem Elokecha," that I took you out of Mitzrayim. You the Malachim, were you here in Mitzrayim? You weren't here in Mitzrayim. So obviously the Torah doesn't belong to you. Lemisraim yiratem. Were you slaves by Parao? We were slaves by Parao, not you. So the Torah obviously belongs to us. That's what it says. The first commandment from the Aseret Dibrot. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. By the way, I told you once that Hatam Sofer, he told us why the pasuk says Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why he didn't say Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Barati Shamayim Va'aretz? I created the whole thing. That's more important, kibyachol. Ella, he explains here, there are many answers to it, many Rishonim speak about it, but here there's a Hatam Sofer that gives a cute answer. He says here in Torah Moshe, in Parashat Vayera, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, he says here, he's talking about something else, but he mentions it in the middle. It's a beautiful idea. V'yesh lomar al pi ma she'amru hazal ki be'et kiri'at yamsuf nir'a lahem ha-kadosh baruch hu ki'gibor melchama. Am Yisrael, by kiri'at yamsuf, they saw kibyechol l'shechina. He said, Ze Eli ve'envehu, Elohei Abiv Aromin. What does they mean? They're pointing kibyechol. The kibyechol, they saw l'shechina. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear in the eyes of Bnei Israel by Kriat Yam Suf? They saw him like Gibor Melchama, like a young warrior is going to fight. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in the eyes of Am Israel. Kibyachol, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a warrior. Warrior, you're not going to send to war old man that he hardly could move. You're going to send the strong guys. So that's how they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw him, he was young, kibyachol. That's by Kriat Yam Suf. However, by Matan Torah, Nir'a lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up all seven Rekiim, all seven heavens. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted Ma'amad Har Sinai to be instilled into Am Israel, that he should not forget it forever. That's what we told you many times, but they don't want to get into it now. But this is the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to split all the seven Rekiim, so they should see kibyachol what's going on up there. And Am Israel, they saw it. And how did they see kibyachol the Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them by Matan Torah, like an old man sitting down, kizaken yoshev b'yeshiva, like an old Rosh Yeshiva. Now, by Matan Torah, that's how the Am Israel, they saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, like an old man kibyachol, like Rosh Yeshiva, old respectful man. That's how they saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's by Matan Torah. A few days before, by Kriat Yam Suf, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a young warrior. Said, hello, Hasv Shalom, maybe there's two God, Hasv Shalom. Not long ago, how long it was? It was 45 days ago. 40 days ago, they just saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu like very young, Gibor Melchama. And now by Matan Torah, 40 days later, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an old man. How could that be? Hasv Shalom, maybe two Rishiyot, Hasv Shalom. Therefore, he says here, Matan Torah nira lahem kizaken v'yoshev b'shiba. ולכך סברו שיש חס ושלום שתי רשויות. חס ושלום, what's going on over here? So, כי איש מלחמות ידיו רב לו, וכו'. על כן אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, אנוכי השם אלוקיך אשר הוצאתיך מארץ מצרים. You should know that I'm the same one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Do you remember 40 days ago when I split Kriat Yam Suf and you saw me like a young warrior? You should know I'm the same one. But each time I appear to people, whatever I need to do over there. By Kriat Yam Suf, like a warrior, I have to fight against the Misriim. Here, by Yeshiva, by Matan Torah, has to teach us, like Rosh Yeshiva. And that's how he appeared to us. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeticha Min Yisrael. I'm the same one. Don't think Chas V'Shalom, there is Shtei Roshuyot. That's what one of the answers he gives here, the beautiful answer, Hatam Sofer. Anyways, but that's what it says here. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, Mitzrayim Yaratein, Efraosh Ta'abatein. Why did you need the Torah? The Torah doesn't belong to you, the Malachim. The Torah belongs to us. And then he continued, Shubma Ketiba, Lotar Tzach, Lotun Af, Lotun Gnob, all this doesn't apply to you. Therefore, the Torah is for us. Until at the end, the Gemara said, the Malachim, they agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told them, you're 100% right. The Torah, Adonai Adonainu, Ma'adir Shemcha V'chol Ha'aretz, אשר תנוע דיכה על השמיים, you want to give the Torah here down on earth? No problem, you can give it to them. After Moshe Rabbeinu, he proved it to them that the Torah belongs to us, everyone agreed. But the Mefarshim, they explain, this Gemara a little bit in a different way, different level. They said, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he went up to Har Sinai, the Pasuk said, Moshe ala el ha-Elohim. Moshe Rabbeinu, כביכול, he went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachim, what the words of the Gemara, Ma leilud isha beninu. What does beninu means? Among us, simple understanding. What's a human doing among us here, the Malachim? But the Farshim said, no, that's not what it means. It means even higher level. Ma leilud isha beninu. Let's, for example, imagine the Malachim, they could reach a level like up to here, for example. Moshe Rabbeinu, he reached a higher level. כביכול משה רבנו was between the level of the מלאכים and הקדוש ברוך הוא. They saw מה לילוד אישה בינינו between us and you, רבנו של העולם. What does he do? How do you reach up there? How do you reach such a מעלה? Then הקדוש ברוך הוא answered them, he came to get the Torah, he came to accept the Torah. That's the power of the Torah. Any person who learns Torah, he could reach higher מדרגה than the מלאכים. then they told the Malachim, they told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if that's the ma'ala of the Torah, so that's basically what was our question from the first place. Why you want to give such a hashub Torah that you have it already tatqa adorot before creation? You want to give it to a human being on earth? If that's what the ma'ala of the Torah is going to cause the person to become between the Malachim and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is higher than the Malachim. So why you want to give such a hashub Otsar Hamda that you have the Torah, you want to give it to here, human on earth? Why you want to give it to them? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ahazir Lahim Tshuba. Answer them. What does it mean, Ahazir Lahim Tshuba? And the Farshim say, Ahazir Lahim Tshuba. What does Ahazir? It means return. Ahazir, Ahazir, to return. What does it mean to return? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, give them the same answer. Iyan Notene. Repeat the same answer. Don't try to figure out different answers why we deserve the Torah. He told them, no, the Torah belongs to us. Why the Torah belongs to us? Because whatever it says in the Torah, it only belongs to us, doesn't belong to you, the Malachim. So the Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them the same thing. He told them the Torah belongs to us. How did he prove it to them? He told them, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. How did Moshe Rabbeinu prove it to the Malachim that the Torah belongs here on earth, and we, human on earth, if we're going to keep the Torah, we're going to reach higher madrigal than the Malachim. The proof to this, you know why? The proof to this is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoseticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What do I mean? The Mefarshim, we all know, we said in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Ve'abarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Ve'lo Malach, Ve'keti Kol Bechor, Ani Ve'lo Saraf, Ani Ve'lo Shaliach, Ani Hashem Ani Hu Ve'lo Acher. Who's the one who brought Makat Bechorot, who did Makat Bechorot in Eretz Mitzrayim? Who did Makat Bechorot? Not Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Ani Ve'lo Malach, Ani Ve'lo Saraf, Ani Ve'lo Shaliach, Ani Hashem Ani Hu Ve'lo Acher. That's me. I did not send any malachim to do makat bechorot b'Mitzrayim. Why not? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu send malachim to take care of the bechorim of Mitzrayim? Why not? If he has millions of malachim up there, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol, he has to come down by himself to take care of the bechorim of the Mitzrayim? He could send malachim and take care of them. Again, there's also many pirushim because the malachim, they don't know. Rashi told us on the spot, he said on the pasuk, that the malachim, they cannot differentiate which one, who was born from Teparish or not. Maybe a woman from Mitzrayim, she has few bechorim, maybe bechor for the father. Maybe she had sons from who knows how many husbands, probably. So all of them, they died. There are three different bechorot died by Makat Bechorot. Therefore, simple understanding, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have to go down because I know, Ani Hu Zeh Sheyachol Lebchin Ben Tipa LeTipa. I'm the one to know who was born from first Tipa, who was born from second Tipa. I know, not the Malachim. That's simple understanding. A different Pirush, I saw, they explained, we have interesting Midrash. We have here Yilkut Shem'oni, Parashat Bereshit, Remez Mem Dalet. The Midrash tells us here, the Kuchemoni, he said, Shalu Talmidav et Rabbi Yosef. Students of Rabbi Yosef, they asked them, Mahu Azael, name of Malach, what's the story with this Malach? Who's he? What happened to him? Amar Lahim, Kivan She'amdu Dor HaMabul Ve'abdu Abuda Zara Haya Kadosh Baruch Hu Mut'atzeb. Once Am Israel, not Am Israel, Dor HaMabul. By Dor HaMabul, They did Abuda Zara, Kishhid Kol Basad Darko Ala Ars, no one believed anymore in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to destroy human on earth. Imhayta Adam Asher Barati Ma'al Pnei Adama, Me Adam Ad Behema Ad Remes Ve Adof HaShamayim Ki Nihamti Ki Asitim. I don't want them anymore. Then the Malachim, they were happy. These two Malachim, Miyad Amdu Shnei Malachim, Shem Hazai Ve Azael, two Malachim, They came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ואמרו לפניו ריבונו של עולם הלא אמרנו לפניך כשבראת את עולמך מה אינו שתזכרנו. We told you when you wanted to create human on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, the pasuk said, ויאמר אלוהים נעשה אדם בצלמנו כדמותנו. Let us create human on earth. But why it says נעשה in plural language? It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why it says in plural? Rashi tells us on the pasuk, said from here to teach us that even someone who's big, he should take advice from someone who's younger than him, smaller than him. Why? Because what you have perfect example, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol, he was asking the malachim, should I create human on earth? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the opinion of the malachim if to create human on earth or not? Obviously not. אלא בכל זאת הקדוש ברוך הוא, he did ask the מלאכים, he asked the מלאכים, should I create human on earth? Therefore, to teach us the חרס, that even someone who's גדול, should take עצה from someone who's קטן than him. That's what Rashi tells us, to teach us the חרס, even though with this פסוק פקרו המינים, all those the non-believer, they pick on this פסוק, so it's נעשה אדם, חס ושלום, two gods, חס ושלום. אלא, nevertheless, Rashi said, בכל זאת, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he chose to write נעשה אדם, why? To teach us that a person should take always advice, even from someone who's younger than him. So, בקיצור, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he asked the מלאכים, should I create human on earth? They told him, no, my אנוש כזכרן, don't create him. הקדוש ברוך הוא did not listen to them. He did create human on earth. Now, after דור מבול, by דור מבול, everyone was doing עבודה זרה, הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to destroy them. The מלאכים, they were happy. These two מלאכים, the פלוני and פלוני, they were happy. They told them, הקדוש ברוך הוא, didn't we tell you not to create him in the first place? You didn't listen to us. כביכול. So that's what they told them. אמר להם, ועולם מה יהיה עליו? If I haven't created human on earth, what's going to be? אמרו לו, רבונו של העולם, היינו מסתפקים בו. We could have took care of human on earth. אמר להם, גלו וידוע לפניי, אם אתם שרויים בארץ, היה שולט בכם יצר הרע. והייתם קשים יותר בני אדם. He said, I know that if you would have come down here to earth, you, these two מלאכים, if you would have come down here, you would have done עבירות just like human, even worse. אמרו לו, תן לה רשות ונדור עבריות, ותראה איך שאנחנו מקדשים את שמך. Give us permission, let us go down, we're going to show you how we are holy, we're not going to do any abirot. Oh yeah, no problem. So the Amar lahim redu, betadur oman, no problem, go down, you're going to go down. Miyad kulkelu am benot ha'adam, shahiyu yafot, velo yakhlu lichbosh et Yisran. Right away, they did abirot, arayot, these two malachim, they put them down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu here on earth, and they did arayot right away. Miyad ra'a, the one of the מלאכים שם חזאי, ריבה אחת, בשמה אסתהר, נתן עיניו בה, אמר לה השמעי לי. He told her, he wants to do עבירה עוד הר, אמרה לי, איני שומעת לך, עד שתלמדני שם מפורש, שאתה עולה בו לרקיע, בשעה שאתה זוכריו. I won't do the עבירה with you, unless you teach me שם מפורש, that with that שם מפורש, I could go up to heaven. He told her, he had no choice, he had יסר הרע, he told her, למדה אותו, למידה אותו שם, אז היא הזכירה אותו ועלתה לרקיע ולא קלקלה. He taught her that שם מפורש. Right away, that girl, she used that שם מפורש and straight, she went up to שמיים. And הקדוש ברוך הוא protected her. השם protected her. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, הועיל ופרשה עצמה מן העבירה, לכו וקבעוה בין שבעה כוכבים הללו, כדי שתזכו בהן לעולם. ונקבעה בקימה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he put that נשמה of that girl, with the מערכת הכוכבים, the כוכבים up there in the stars, מערכת קימה. הגמרא מסכת ברכות, מהי קימה? אמר שמואל, כמאה כוכבי. זאת מערכת כוכבים up there. That's what happened with the first מלאך. The second מלאך also same thing. בקיצור, the did עבירות. The מדרש here continues here בעריכות, and the did עבירות. That's here that we have a similar also. It reminded me when I was reading this, reminded me with פירוש הראש. We have פירוש הראש על התורה, that the פסוק referring to the מלאכים, ויראו בני האלוהים את בנות האדם כתובות הנה, ויקחו להם נשים מכל אשר בחרו. ויראו בני האלוהים את בנות האדם. Who are these בני האלוהים? These are referring to these two מלאכים. When they went down here on earth, ויראו את בנות האדם כתובות הנה. You saw them, they look beautiful. ויקחו להם נשים, כל אשר בחרו. It says here the פירוש הראש, something interesting. כתובות הנה פירוש יפות, כמו שבע פרות הטובות. בקיצור, so they said they're יפות, just like שבע פרות הטובות. Anyways. ובמדרש, טובות, טובת כתיב. The word טובות is written missing the second vav. טובת כתיב. As if it's written in singular form. We read it in plural, טובות, but it's written with the one vav only. טובת כתיב. What does it mean? Rosh says here, נערה בתולה צדקת הייתה. There was one young girl, וכשירדו, שהיא צדקת, וכשירדו בני האלוהים, אמרו לה, תשמעי לנו. Similar idea to what here the Yekut Shimoni says. And she told them, I won't listen to you unless if you want to give me two of your wings. The מלאכים, they have six wings. так на פסוק יחזקאל צז שש כנפיים שש כנפיים לאחד בשתיים יחסף ענב בשתיים יחסר רגליו ובשתיים יעופף יש 6 wings so it's, she told them I won't listen to you unless you give me 2 wings of you you have 6 why do you need 6 you give me 2 you still have 4 so נתנו לה כי מה אתה אומר שש כנפיים לאחד נתנו לה כנפיים they gave her 2 of their wings מיד she used the wings פרחה לשמיים ונמלטה מן העבירה. She ran with the wings up there, and the אחזה בפני הכיסא. She held כיסא כבוד, that צדק, that young girl, והקדוש ברוך הוא פירס עליה עננו וקבלה וקבעה במזלות. והיינו מזל בתולה. So therefore, that young girl, she went up there, and הקדוש ברוך הוא protected her up there, and he put out the מזלות, exactly what he told her. But here, the Yalkut Shemoni says, she asked him for שם מפורש. Here he said that she asked them for 2 wings. Bekitzur, she went up there. Kadosh Baruch Hu put that neshama with the kuchabim. That's mazal betula. You have the mazalot b'shamayim, 12 mazalot. One of them, mazal betula. Where did mazal betula came from? From that girl. V'malachim, that now they don't have 6 wings, they have only 4 wings. Nisharu ba'aretz. They couldn't fly up there because she took their wings. ולא יכלו לעלות עד שמסעו סולם שיעקב אבינו חלם בו, עד הלכתי, בני מלאכי אלוהים עולים ויורדים בו. They couldn't fly up there until they saw the ladder that יעקב אבינו had, בני סולם וסבר סבר שהוא מגיע השמיים, he had in his dream, whatever, how is that gonna fit, whatever, he had it in his dream, and יעקב's dream, they saw a ladder, they went up there. עד הלכתי, בני מלאכי אלוהים עולים ויורדים בו. First עולים, then יורדים. Who is that Olim? Malachim, the Pasuk was supposed to say, Malachi Elohim, Yordim ve'olim bo. What does it mean, Olim ve'olim bo? And I'm referring to these two Malachim that they got stuck down here. They couldn't go up there until they saw the dream of Yaakov Abino. Then Malachi Elohim, Olim. Then they went up there. Then they told all the Malachim up there, you want to see, who's that image that are hakuka b'kisei kabot? Kibichol, the image of Yaakov Abinu, it's in kisei kabot, come see it down here. Because that's what it says here. So you see the malachim, when in the beginning they were laughing at a human being. Said, hey, human, ma enosh kizkirenu. Hashem told them, how am I going to keep the world? Said, we are here. Why don't trust us? Said, you want to try? No problem, go down. They went down, they sinned. They said, Abirot. So you see that the human, they have bigger ma'ala than the malachim. Why? Because Am Israel, when we went down here to Mitzrayim, Am Israel, you see all that 210 years, Am Israel, they were in Mitzrayim, none of them did Abirot. None of them did Abirot. Like they have the Midrash Rabbah tells us here, in Parashat Emor, on the Pasuk said, Ve'yitzeh ben isha Yisraelit, ve'hu ben ish Mitzri, said, let's say in the Midrash, Parashat Emor, Parashat Lemed Beit Siman He, it says here, בשביל ארבעה דברים נגאלו ישראל מצרים. שלא שינו את שמם, they didn't change their names. Reuben went down, Reuben came out. They didn't have any funny names. They have the same names. They kept their Hebrew names. ואת לשונם, they kept also לשון הקודש. Therefore, they understood what הקדוש ברוך הוא told them. ולא אמרו לשון הרע. They didn't speak לשון הרע. ולא נמצא ביניהן אחד שהיה פרוץ בערבה. You don't find in עם ישראל, not even one person, who was Nikshal Ba'arayot. And the Midrash says here, there's only one lady, Shelomit Bat Dibri, that's the only one that she did Abira Be'ones with, what's his name, with the Ish Mitzri. That's the only exception to the rule. But everyone else, they're all Tzadikim. So how could that be? Am Yisrael, they're living here down. Forget that they have Yisrara, forget that they have desires. They're living where? In Mitzrayim, 210 years. In Mitzrayim, that Arvat Ha'aretz, the Pasuk calls Mitzrayim. That the worst place, the worst tamei place on earth. And still, Am Israel, kulam ahobim, kulam verurim, none of them did Abirot. Except one person, Ahad, who persimu katub. So you see, who has bigger ma'ala, the malachim or human? That's it. Ma'ali lulud isha beninu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was answering the malachim. He told them, oh yeah, you said you want to keep the Torah? You know, what does it say in the Torah? Anuchi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim bet abadim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. We asked in the beginning, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not send the Malachim to do Makat Bechorot to Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim? Ela, since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Malachim, they went down to earth and descended, they did the Abirot. So imagine if the Malachim, they're going to go down, not only a regular place, to Mitzrayim, to Arvat Haaretz, probably they're going to sin as well. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the only person who could save Am Yisrael, do Makat Bechorot, only me. I do not trust the Malachim. The Malachim already sent them down here one time, and they sinned. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Malachim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hutziticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim, Hashem was saying. And Moshe was asking the Malachim, how come Kadosh Baruch Hu did not send one or two Malachim to come down to do Makat Bechorot? Ela, for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not trust you, like we see here in the Midrash, in the Elkut Shimoni. And behold, Zot Am Israel, they were 210 years in Mitzrayim, and they kept Kedusha. They were all holy. That's the proof, the biggest proof, that the Torah belongs to us, and the Torah, with the Torah, we have much bigger ma'ala than you with the Malachim. You went down here and you sinned. Am Israel, even before we got the Torah, when we were in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, 210 years, none of us, the Averot. So who has bigger ma'ala? Shub maketiba, lo tersah, lo tunaf, lo tugnob, klum kunayish menachim, klum sinav, kunayish menachim. All these things, so he told them, all the Torah doesn't belong to you. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu, he proved it to the Malachim, that really the Torah belongs down here for us, on human and on earth. That's what here the Hakim said, Mali Lud Shabeninu, it was between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he reached higher ma'ala than the Malachim. And that's why the Pasuk said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hutziticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim, Anochi Velo Malach, Anochi Velo Saraf. I'm the one. Why not? Because Hashem, as I said, Hashem, he did not trust the Malachim to go down to Arvat Ha'aretz to Mitzrayim to do Makat Bechorot. Maybe they're going to sin, like what happened before. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm the one. That's here what the Pasuk is telling us by us. Atem Re'item Asher Asiti Le Mitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. What does it mean? We asked in the beginning, you saw what I did to Mitzrayim. Of course, why he has to tell them this? He said, no, he's telling them, Asher Asiti Le Mitzrayim, I did to Mitzrayim. I did not send the Malachim. Why? That to show them that you are really Am Segula. You are really Otsar Habib you have in my eye. You are Am Israel. You are the best Otsar that I have. Why? Because the only reason why I did not send the Malachim down here to Mitzrayim to do Makat Bechorot, because I was scared they're going to sin. And that's the reason, Atem Re'item Asher Asiti Mitzrayim, I did the Makat Bechorot. I did not send the Malachim. Why? Because I did not trust them. And you, Am Israel, you lived in Mitzrayim and you were all Kedoshim. Therefore, you see from here, you are really Am Segula. You are Am Habib. And with this, maybe we could explain also what Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he finishes up here that we start in the beginning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted now Am Israel, we are the ones to replace Kibyachol the Malachim. Ve'atem te'yuli emlechet kohanim ve'koy kadosh. Not the Malachim. Until now, I had the Malachim praising me, praying and doing whatever they have to do. Now, atem, you. And not only after 120, like Or HaHaim HaKadosh said, down here on earth, while you're still living, with the body, with all the Yitzharim, still you're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to replace the Malachim. And the proof is, it continues here, Or HaHaim HaKadosh, the proof that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants Am Israel to serve him instead of the Malachim. We're going to replace the Malachim, Kibyachol, attempt to Yulim, Lechet Kohanim, Kibyachol Kadosh, here, down here on earth. You're going to replace Kibyachol Malachim Shel Ma'ala. And the proof to this, Or HaHaim HaKadosh says, וזה לך האות, כי השם בחר ליותר מעלה לקדושת מקום כבודו עם ישראל. הלמדת כי הם למעלה מהם, כי מעלים בקודש ואין מורידים. He says it's something beautiful. He said, we all know that we have halakha, מעלים בקודש ואין מורידים. What does it mean, מעלים בקודש ואין מורידים? Anything, you could make it in higher ma'ala, you cannot put it down. מעלים בקודש, you always go up. He never go down. And here he says, O Rahim HaKadosh, since that, who was serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Malachim. The Malachim were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he told us, V'atim to Yuvilim Lichat Kohanim. Who are the ones that Goy Kohanim? The Pasuk says here, says, Memlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Who were these Memlechet Kohanim and Goy Kadosh before Am Israel? The Malachim. They have Kohanim up there. They have the old Kedoshim, Kulam Kedoshim up there. They are the ones. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to replace the Malachim. He said, hey, we have Ma'alim Bakodesh, we need more redeem. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of the Malachim, he wants us now? That's Kibyachol, he's lowering his Ma'ala Kibyachol. He said, no, this is the exactly proof that Or HaHaim HaKadosh says, no, if we are going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are in higher Madrega than the Malachim, Ma'alim Bakodesh. We're not bringing Kibyachol the Shekhinah, lowering the Shekhinah, lowering the Kabod of the Shekhinah down. Adraba, we're bringing it up more. Why? Because until now, the Malachim were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, from now on, attem to Yuli. Now we are on a higher level than the Malachim. That's basically what Rashi tells us in Masechet Megillah. Rashi tells us in Masechet Megillah, Daf Kavav Amud Alev, said, Ma'alim Bakodesh Venim Moridim. From where do you learn this? Dichtim, Rashi says, Vayakim Moshe et HaMeshkan. Moshe Rabbeinu, he put up the Meshkan. And Rashi continues, who built the Meshkan? Bezalel, Ve'asa, Bezalel, Ve'aulia, Bezalel, he's the one. He was in charge to build the Meshkan. So Bezalel, he built the Meshkan. Who put it up? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was in bigger ma'ala, Bezalel or Moshe? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Bezalel, the one who's under Moshe, he built it. And who put it up? Moshe Rabbeinu, in higher level. Bezalel, Asa, Moshe, Shehaya, Gadol, Menu, Hekimo. So you see from here, ma'alim ba'kodesh. Anything that has kedusha, you have to bring it higher and higher level. You cannot bring it down. And here, that's the proof. Orachim HaKadosh says, since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Matan Torah, the Malachim, they were serving him. And now he wants us to serve him. That's a higher level. That's ma'alim ba'kodesh. So you see from here, clear proof, Orachim HaKadosh says, that the Madriga, if we, human on earth, we're following the mitzvot of the Torah, we have bigger ma'ala than the Malachim. And with this, maybe we could understand what it says here in Tanadi Be'Eliyahu. It says here, Tanadi Be'Eliyahu Rabbah, Perek Yud Zayin. It says here, Be'yom Hatunato, Be'yom Samhat Lebo. That's obviously the pasuk referring to Matan Torah. The Midrash says here, Kishamdu Yisrael al Har Sinai lekabel ta Torah, Haya Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzofei Uba Ve'amar Bilbabo, Shemei lo yikablu Yisrael Torati alehem, Kederech shelo kabelo alehen agoyim, Ve'yithatem gzar din alehem, Ve'yudum na'olam azeh, Ve'olam bachaz v'shalom. So Kibyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was scared Kibyachol that maybe Am Israel, they're not going to accept the Torah, just like Umot HaOlam. He came, Adonai Messinai Ba, Vezarach Messiir Lamu, Ufi Ami Har Paran, Ve'atami Reyubot Kodesh. What does all the Har Paran, Reyubot Kodesh, what it is? Like what I said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went to all Umot HaOlam before Matan Torah. You want to accept the Torah? He asked, Maketi Ba, Lot Rtsah, that's not for us. Lot Enough, not for us. Lot Gnob, not for us. He came to Am Israel, said, yeah, Na'aseh Ve'Nishma'. We keep it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, before Am Israel, they said Na'aseh Ve'Nishma'. Kibyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu was scared, maybe Am Israel, they're not going to accept the Torah. And if they're not going to accept the Torah, Im Lo Beriti, Imam Vela, La Hakot Shema, Yash Lo Samti. The whole world's going to go back to destruction. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול, הוא הסקירת כביכול, אבל אחר כך, כיוון שקיבלו עליהן עור מלכות שמיים בשמחה, גם הקדוש ברוך הוא מקום כבודו ותפארתו ומשמי שמיים העליונים ירד עליהן. ואמר להם, את שכח אישה עולה מרחם במתנה, ואומר, אם שכחיך ירושלים, שכח ימיני. That's what הקדוש ברוך הוא, he told עם ישראל, I will never forget you. Why? Because I was scared, maybe you, עם ישראל, you're not going to accept the Torah just like אומות העולם. Now that you did accept it, with love, and he said, נעשה ונשמע, Not nishma v'na'aseh. Na'aseh v'nishma also. We'll keep first. Then we'll listen. It means you trust. You had full trust in me. That's a very happy day. That's b'yom hatinato b'yom samahat lebo. This is the real samha for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And with this, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Im ishkachech Yerushalayim, ishkach yimini. I would never forget you, Am Israel. וכיוון שקבלו ישראל עול מלכות שמיים בשמחה ואמרו כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע right away, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Ben Israel to build Mishkan. שנאמר, דבר בין ישראל, ויקחו לי תרומה, right away you should collect תרומה, for what? ועשו לי מקדש שכנתי בתוכם. That's what it says here in the מדרש, תנדב אליהו. So you see from here, this מדרש, that right away, when עם ישראל said, נעשה ונשמע, right away, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, ויקחו לי תרומה. What does ויקחו לי תרומה means? חברה, what's the connection between ויקחו לי תרומה? I wanted to build the משכן. What is it connected with what ישראל said, נעשה ונשמע? And now, according to what we said, that really the madriga of the malachim, when they keep the mitzvot, they are on a good level. They are all kedushim, kulam ahuvim, they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Lashem shamayim without any machshavot zarot. But this only because they don't have yisrara. They don't have, there's nothing to push them away from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we here, human on earth, we have yisrara. And we live in a place that all... Everything around us is all desires, run after your desires. And if Am Israel is going to keep them as vote, they were at a higher level. Ma'alim ba'kodesh, v'enim moridim. V'etem t'yuli. Now, after Matan Torah, you're going to be the one to replace the malachim, and you are in higher madrigal than the malachim. Why? Because ma'alim ba'kodesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to lower his kedusha from the malachim to human. Adraba, he's elevating his kedusha from the malachim to human. And with this, I saw something interesting that he brings down Rabbi Moshe Elchech, He says here in the Torah Moshe, Rabbi Moshe Alcheikh, he says here in Parashat Aikeb, Pasuk said, Hein ladunai Elohecha ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim ha-aretz v'chol asher ba. That's what the Pasuk said. Hein l'shem Elokecha, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim, the heaven, and the heaven of the heavens, u'shmei ha-shamayim, ha-aretz v'chol asher ba. The earth and all what's in it, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Here he has a small problem, the Rabbi Moshe Alcheikh. He says, Oy Omar besum leb el hefech haseder. He gave Pirush before, but now it's a different Pirush. He said, why the Torah, Chaora, it's out of order. The Pasuk is out of order. Why? Hein l'shem elokecha ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim ha-ares v'chol asher ba. What's the level? The Pasuk was supposed to say, Hein l'shem elokecha ha-ares v'ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim. If you want to go from down to up, you said Ha'ares Be'Shamayim U'Shme'Shamayim. Or if you want to go from up to down, Hein L'Shem Elokecha Shme'Shamayim Ha'Shamayim Ve'Ha'Aretz. Chaora, the pasuk out of order. What order the pasuk you picked? Hein L'Shem Elokecha Shamayim U'Shme'Shamayim Ha'Aretz V'Chol Asher Ba. Chaora, the order is wrong. He says, Omnam Yadua Ma'amar Hazal Ki Mitchilat Briyato Shel Olam Nitava Kadosh Baruch Hu Shetihye Lo Dira B'Tachtonim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning of creation, he wanted to have place kibyachol for him down here on earth. V'chen amru ki yuzman ha-bayit akar shechina b'tachtonim hayta. When the Beit HaMikdash was built, the main shechina was down here on earth, in Beit HaMikdash. Od amru ki im lo beriti yoma v'layla, shamayim v'aretz, lo sam. V'shbil reshit bara Kadosh Baruch Hu t'shamayim v'et ha-aretz. Who are these reshit? That Am Yisrael. נאמר קודש ישראל לאדוני ראשית תבואתו. עם ישראל הוא קוד ראשית. So because of us, הקדוש ברוך הוא created the earth. הנה כי בהיות צדיקים מקיימים את התורה בארץ, בשבילם מתקיים העולם הגלגלים ועולם מלאכים, שהכל בכלל מעשה בראשית. So when עם ישראל they keep the מצוות down here, that's what keeps the שמיים, עולם הגלגלים, שמיים, משמי השמיים, keeps it intact. What? Our mitzvot that we keep down here. כי הנה העולם השפל עקר בעשותינו בו רצונו של מקום. ועל כן בו עקר שכינה. וכמאמר חז"ל, על והיה כל מבקש השם יצא אל אוהל מועד. שאפילו מלאכי השרת לבקש השם יבואו מעולם המלאכים אל בית מקדשו של משה. והיה כל מבקש השם יצא אל אוהל מועד. מה זה כל מבקש השם? He said, including the מלאכים. המלאכים לא also seeking הקדוש ברוך הוא. Where they gonna get their answer the מלאכים? יצא אל אוהל מועד. Come down here to El Mu'ad, ask Moshe Rabbeinu. נמצא שכאשר שכינה בארץ היא העולה על יתר העולמות. ומה גם בזמן המקדש שהיה נראה זה לעיני כולם. אז הדרגת העולמות אצלו התברך היא כך, מלמטה למעלה. ראשונה השמיים, הם עולם הגלגלים. ולמעלה ממנו שמי השמיים, הם עולם המלאכים. ולמעלה מהם היא הארץ וכל אשר בה. So he tells us here, he said, no, the Pasuk is going in order. The Pasuk is going from down to up. Hein l'shem elokecha ha-shamayim. What ha-shamayim? All the kochabim, mazalot, whatever is in the shamayim, that's ha-shamayim. Ushmei ha-shamayim, the heavens of the heavens, that's referring to the malachim. The malachim, and all the creation. All the creation, praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. All the creation. So the mizrach shemesh ad mebo'o mehulal shem Hashem. All the sun from non-stop. The Gemara tells us, non-stop, the sun praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mizrach Shemesh, Ad Nebo'o, what does the sun say? Mehulal Shem Hashem, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu non-stop. All the creation, Meshabhim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone. So that's all the creation. And higher level than all the Kochavim Mazalot, they are the Melachim, they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And higher than the Melachim, Am Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk said. He wrote it in perfect order. Hein l'shem elokecha ha-shamayim, that's the lowest level. That's referring to the kochabim mazalot. U'shmei ha-shamayim the malachim, ha-aretz v'chol asher ba. That's referring to us here, human and earth. So you see from here that all these madrigot are going from down to up to teach us the ma'ala of Am Yisrael. We are bigger madrigot than all the malachim. And that's what the Midrash tells us here in Tanad Be'Eliyahu. He said, when Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh Ben'Shma, they accepted the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Miyad, Ve'ikho li teruma. What does it mean, Ve'ikho li teruma? It means, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'ikho li teruma. When you're going to build the Mishkan, when you're going to serve me, you're going to accept the Torah and build the Mishkan, he said already, Na'aseh Ben'Shma, that's going to be teruma for me. Ve'ikho li teruma. What's teruma? Elevate. It's going to be elevation for me. Now that you're keeping the mitzvot, pay attention to Yehulim Lichet Kohanim. You're going to be higher than the Malachim, you're going to replace the Malachim, and not after 120, like Korach Haim HaKadosh says. Down here on earth, you're going to replace the Malachim, and that shows us the Madriga of Am Yisrael, they are bigger than the Malachim. Why? Because Ma'adim Bakodesh, we're no more redeemed. And furthermore, we have here the Madrash Tanhumah. He tells us in Parashat Balak, when Bil'am was giving Berachot to Israel, what he told them? Lo hebit aven b'Yaakov, b'lo ra'a amal b'Israel. Adonai Elohav Ammo, v'tru'at melech bo. What does the Pasuk mean? There's a Rashi. Rashi on the Pasuk. Rashi on the Pasuk explains here, said, what does it mean? El musi'am Mitzrayim, v'tu'afot re'im lo. And the Pasuk said, Lohu bitaven b'Yaakov, b'lo ra'a amal b'Israel, Hashem Elohav Ammo, v'tru'at melech bo. What does "utruat melech bo"? What does "teruah" means? Rashi says here, "teruah" lashon chibba v'ri'ut, kimo ri'i David, v'chin tergem umkilos u'shchinat malkehon benehon. "Utruat melech bo." Bal'am was saying about Am Israel that we are shchina of our King, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is among us. "Utruat melech bo," that lashon chibba v'ri'ut. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he loved us. He put his shchina down here on earth in Beit HaMikdash, not only in Beit HaMikdash. When we accepted the Torah, we said Na'aseh ben Shema, it was like holy terumah, it was elevation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we were ma'alim b'kodesh, we're on a higher level than the malachim. It says, El musi'am Israel kitu'afot re'im lo, and the pasuk continues, Ki lo nahash b'Yaakov ve'lo kesem b'Israel, ka'et ye'amer li'Yaakov u'l'Israel ma'pa'al el. Rashi says, Am Israel, they're worthy to get the brachot. Why? Because en lahim menahashim v'kosmim. What does "kaget yamer liYaakov uIsrael" mean? Rashi said, "Od atid lihiot et kaget hazot, asher tegale habbatan le'ein kol." Time is gonna come. Rashi says, "Kaget, just like this time, how you, Am Israel, you're so close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Time is gonna come, and everyone's gonna realize, everyone's gonna see how much love Hakadosh Baruch Hu have for Am Israel, and they are on higher level than the Malachim. How?" כעת הזאת, עוד עתיד להיות עת, כעת הזאת, אשר תגלה חבטן לעיני כולם. When? שהן יושבים לפניו ולומדים תורה מפיו. When עם ישראל, soon בעזר השם, ימות המשיח, they're going to be sitting, כביכול, with the קדוש ברוך הוא, and learning Torah from him, straight, ומחיצתן לפנים מלאכי שרת. Our מדרגה, higher than מדרגה of מלאכי שרת, והם ישאלו להם מה פעל אל. The Malachim, they're going to ask Am Israel, what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Ma pa'alel? Who? The Malachim, they're going to ask Am Israel. So obviously you see, Am Israel, Madrigaf, Am Israel, much higher level. V'zeo sh'neymar, v'ayu anicha ro'ot et morecha. That's what Rashi tells us on the Pasuk. Basically it's from the Midrash Tanhumah. And Midrash Tanhumah also tells us here in Parashat Balak, Siman Yud Dalet, Ka'et ya'amer ya'akub Israel, ra'ata aino, bil'am, he saw the future, שישראל יושבים לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא כתלמיד לפני רבו, לעתיד לבו, ושואלים מנו כל פרשה ופרשה, למה נכתבה? They're going to sit down in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא to teach them. וכן הוא אומר, כי ליושבים לפני השם יהיה סחרה לאכול לסבעה ולמחסה עתיק. ומלאכי שרת שואלים אותם, מה הורה לכם הקדוש ברוך הוא? לפי שאינם יכולים לכנס מחיסתם. שני, אמר, כעת יאמר ליעקב ישראל מפעלן. That's basically what Rashi, we read from Rashi בקצרה, let's לעתיד לבוא, we're going to have much bigger מדרגה. And also now, that Am Israel, any person who keeps the Torah, who learns the מצוות of הקדוש ברוך הוא, and he keeps them, מתוך שמחה, then obviously הקדוש ברוך הוא, he loves them, his מדרגה, מה לילול לשם בינינו, between the מלאכים and הקדוש ברוך הוא, that's מדרגה of Am Israel, that higher than the מלאכים. הן לשם אלוקיך השמיים, that's the lowest level. ושמי השמיים, that's the מלאכים. הארץ, that's even higher level, that's us here on earth, when we learn the Torah, keep the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, Am Israel, we are meshabhim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised with Am Israel. Israel, asher bechad pa'ar, that's us, Am Israel. From here, everyone should know the madrigal to Am Israel. You are, ve'atemti yulim, lichet kohanim v'chol kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want malachim. Malachim, I have plenty of them up there. I'm asking you, down here on earth, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש down here on earth. Because if you're going to do it, you're going to be in higher מדרגה than the מלאכים. From here, every person should see what the potential that every person could reach that's high, much higher than Melachim. Only if they learn the Torah, keep the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emunah, be'simcha v'tov levav, then obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him also. And with Ru'at Melech Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Habba v'ri'ot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael. Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us that now, that this week, but Matan Torah, the parasha of Matan Torah, because Am Yisrael said Na'aseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away, he said, "Holy Teruma, I wanted to build the Mishkan." Here also, now we're waiting for the third Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt by Ezra Hashem Itbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you're going to say, Na'aseh v'nishma, you're going to keep the mitzvot of Hashem, miyad, like what the Midrash said, Tana Debe Eliyahu, with the moment that Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma, right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ta'asulim Mikdash Shachanti Betocham. Now we want the third Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt, just follow the mitzvot, Na'aseh v'nishma. Keep the mitzvot of the Torah, na'aseh v'nishma'a b'simcha, then forget about the higher level that you're reaching by keeping the mitzvot, and also doing nachat ruach l'kadosh baruch hu. Ashrei mi she'amalo b'torah ve'osei nachat ruach liyotzro. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu said. You say na'aseh v'nishma'a, right away, Be'ezer Hashem, I'm going to build the third Beit HaMikdash for you, Be'ezer Hashem, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with us more and more. And then, ka'et ya'amer li'Yaakov Israel, time's gonna come, and Am Israel, they're gonna be the much higher level than the Malachim. The Malachim, they're gonna ask from us, what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? That's only if we keep Na'aseh v'nishma'a, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna send us Mashiach Haskina Be'ezrat Hashem, b'binyan Beit HaMikdash, Rabbi Yamenu, Amen v'Amen. Rabbi Hananam Nachshe Omer, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekot Israel, v'ichach, Rabbi Lahintan Azvot Shneimar.